Ricky, much better game today, much better performance all round. Two well-taken goals, defended well. Happy?
Yeah, good all-round performance, I thought. First half, defensively, I thought we were excellent. Didn't create too many goal-scoring opportunities. You know, the Danny Kelly one where he's through one-on-one. Perhaps the only real chance of any, worth talking about. But, you know, I thought we got the ball into the final third really well. I thought we moved the ball through the pitch good. Just unfortunately, it was a lack of quality. And I said that at half-time. You know, it's been too many occasions this season where we've defended really, really well. But we've just let ourselves down when we got in the final third with that just decision-making, final pass, you know, the cross into the box. And that was what it was today. And I just felt if we'd improved in that area, we'd go on and win the game. And, you know, it proved to be the case. I thought the second half we were very, very dominant. I thought we again worked the ball through the pitch really well. I thought Danny Kelly was outstanding, again with his link play, but I thought the service into him was good. Peter Clark's a constant threat when he plays off of Danny. And, you know, I thought that when we introduced Jack Higgs, just give us a little bit more quality from deeper, trying to get the ball wide and then affect the box. And, you know, I think 2-0 probably flattened them a little bit. I think, you know, maybe 3-4 would mm-hmm. would have been a fair reflection on the game. But, you know, delighted to sign off at home with a win. Delighted for Danny Kelly to score. Yeah. You know, he missed a couple of good chances before and you're just wondering whether it would ever go in for him. But his performance, you know, the last couple of home games have deserved a goal, so I'm delighted for him. And I'm delighted for the fans because yeah. I thought although the attendance wasn't as high as what we'd hoped, the ones that did come really got behind the team and were very vocal, and you know that was just our way of saying thanks for all their support during the season.
Very well supported today, yeah, can't deny that. They did get behind the team and the team put a performance on for them.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do now in the cup final. You know, it's here on the 29th. You know, we hope that people come and back us. It's been a great first season, getting to 56 points with one game to go. You know, we've secured the status for next year. You know, we've got a cup final to look forward to, so we'll be looking to go to Chippenham Saturday and look for a positive result, take some momentum, some confidence into the cup final, and then we'll try and finish it with some silverware, which will top off a, you know, a really, really great season.
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, interesting choice today. You put Charlie Day in the middle of the park there. Thought you had a good game there.
Yes, we knew what Kingsley were going to do. You know, we've played them three times this season already. Two draws and a defeat, so this was the fourth time. And unfortunately, we've managed to get the victory. We knew that they were going to pass the ball. You know, we know that the new manager wants them to get on it, and you know he speaks about composure and wanting his players to get on and try and pass and make good decisions in possession. So we just went for Charlie Day in there because we know he's athletic. I think the one thing that on today's viewing of Kings Lynn compared to a Gary Setchell team is that they don't have or didn't have on today's showing the same heart and passion and fight what they have for Gary. You know that if you don't work your nuts off for the team, you know, you're going to have Mr. Setchell giving you a bit of a rollicking. So I think that team, you know, today we didn't know if they'd have that. So we opted to go with legs in midfield to stop Michael Clunham getting on the ball and their deeper man, Marshall, trying to get on the ball as well. And I thought our formation worked again. It was very similar Definitely. Sort of performance to Weymouth. You know, they're two similar sides in yeah. terms of the way that they play. So it was about making sure that out of possession, we stopped them from playing. And then in possession, we had men high up the pitch that we could then try and break and have an impact going forward. And, you know, I thought it worked well today.
Yeah, overall, very good. Thank you very much,
Cheers,
mate.
Nigel. Cheers. Thank you.